This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Thank you for being with us on The Vedic Wisdom. I'd like to comment about what it takes to improve the world. And I think everybody who stops and takes this consideration seriously will recognize that it takes a change in you. I need to change me. You need to change you. I mean, if we look at this objectively, I don't change you. I might influence you, and you might influence me. And I may take your opinion, and you take mine. But if you value the opinion or the information you get from me or anyone else, you change you. You have free will, so you're the one who controls what you value. You control what matters to you. It's down to that. It matters seriously. What do you actually care about? That's what you, how you live. So it's back to the Michael Jackson song. I'm starting with the man in the mirror. Because a good example is as good a change as you can make. You change yourself, that's good. And you're a good example for others to notice, witness, and consider, well, why would he do that instead of this? Oh, wow, that's cool. And you put some value to that, and it might change you. So the situation is we have to change ourselves. And this human form of life is described in the Vedic literature as that opportunity, especially meant for that change in consciousness. The animals cannot have this discussion. All the other species of life cannot consider their actions and discuss them objectively and value the importance of action and reaction, value their input, value their influence. They can't do it. They're just in the now, doing what they're impelled to do, what decisions they make at the moment. But you and I, we have this in contemplative intelligence, and we have the opportunity to change ourselves. And if I become a better man, you'll go, "Wow, that was really nice. That person did the right thing. He said the right thing, did the right thing, helped the right way." And it influences you. This is positive. We have a society that's upside down, literally going the wrong way, upside down. People aren't improving. They're looking for excuses to not have to improve. But it's your best interest to improve yourself. And obviously, it's a good influence on others because you set a good example. Just like if you go to school and you hate your teacher. You ask the teacher a question, they never answer it. You tell them to explain that again, they don't. They move on. You put forward a good idea, they ignore it. And sure enough, you hate your teacher. And you don't want to go to school. And you don't want to be involved with that class or those people. Well, the opposite is true as well. If you find someone who listens, someone who takes your ideas, someone who's open to discussion on the issues or subjects, someone who lives by what they're saying, practice what you preach concept, you don't mind their association. You like their honesty. You like their candor. You like their mutual respect. You like that they give you time to be who you are and listen to your opinion and point of view. So you enjoy that. You like it. It attracts you. So apply that same philosophy upon yourself. If you work on yourself and change your own consciousness and your own activities and your own standard of life, it will have an influence, positive influence, on others. I mean, we can all see that this world is, it's called the world of duality in the Vedic literature. And that's because it does have equally balanced forces, the yang and the yin, the positive and the minus, the male and the female, old, young, right, wrong, hot, cold. The list is very long. You can make your own list. You're intelligent. So it's called the world of duality. So if you see that there's practical examples in your life where people are just nonsense. You don't want to be around them. You wish they wouldn't call. You just didn't have to associate with them. You just didn't have to go there. Whatever it might be, you have to automatically understand, if you're fair, you have to understand that there's the opposite of that, too. There are good people, kind, compassionate, truthful, helpful, willing to listen, will answer you truthfully, will take a sincere interest in the things you say or the concerns you have. And good people breed good people. They associate with other good people. They negate the nonsense people. And so you can end up in a positive spiral, a positive influence, a positive development by meeting one or two good people and associating there. And of course, when you associate with good people, you try to be accepted in their circle. And so you improve your behavior. Maybe you're somebody who swears a lot, or somebody picks their nose in public, or something. And you cut that back because you don't want to offend these people, and you'd like to associate there, and you'd like to learn. And so, what do you know? You've now upped your character. Very small example, but you've upped your character. And they notice that, oh, he doesn't have bad habits or issues. He's nice to be around. He's patient and listening and kind. And you go, wow, they really like these qualities in me. And you further strengthen yourself or improve your behavior. This positive affirmation, this positive cycle, then pushes someone else who pushes you, who pushes someone else, who pushes you. And this becomes the positive cycle of interaction. We always hear about the negative interaction, the negative downward spiral, just spinning out of control. We always hear about that. Because socially, we've been trained by the television to find fault and to be disrespectful. That's television's bottom line. Godless, selfish, disrespectful, negative thinking, fault finding. That's television. It doesn't matter what, where. Any channel, any station, any program, any time of day, any decade, it's all been the same. And it's turning society into a batch of fault-finding fools who won't work on themselves. When reality is the opposite. If you want to fix the world, fix yourself. Start with you, the man in the mirror. This is the progressive method of developing our society. You develop yourself. If you have no association that does anything else but criticize you and find fault with you, leave. Leave that association. Don't go there. Don't talk to those people. Move your life out of their life. It doesn't matter if they're related to you, if they're a friend of you, if it's where you work, if it's where you play, where you anything. Leave. Leave those types of influences out of your life. You have free will. You can choose. Choose not to associate with fault-finding people who are arrogant, full of pride and disgusting toward other people, full of harshness and crudeness. Walk off. Seek out another circle of friends, another place to live, another job, another town. It doesn't matter. Move. You do have that freedom. You should be very, very conscious that living here in this portion of the Western world, you have a lot of freedoms of choice. But you're not using them. You're stuck in a frustrated situation that makes you angry and upset because of the human society is being trained to criticize and find fault and be arrogant and irresponsible. So that still doesn't mean you have to be. You can still be responsible. You can still improve yourself, your consciousness, and your influence and association. Do it. You do not have to settle for less. You do not have to be less than your potential. And you do not have to hang around people who are fault-finding, critical, harsh, disgusting people. You don't have to be. And if you move out of that environment and that association, you'll find that you start improving immediately. Mark my words, try it. If you've got some bogus person in your life, cut them out. I don't know what that means. You have, it's your life. You handle it. Get them out of your life or get you out of their life and watch how your life improves. We're not here to bring all the other people up out of the gutter. We're here to bring ourselves out of the gutter. We need to improve our attitude, our consciousness, our activities, our point of view, our responsibility, our goals of life. We need to improve all that stuff. And if you're surrounded by people that aren't working on that, you will feel anxiety. Because in your heart, you know, I'm not doing what I really want to be doing. Now, the ignorant among us, they go by the television. Oh, I've got to be famous. I know I could be a great actor or a singer or a this or a that or a, you know, I've got talent show. This is ridiculous. You do not have to have a high profile accomplishment to be a great person. You need to be responsible in executing what is your lot to the best of your ability. That's a great person. It doesn't matter if you're a sweeper. It doesn't matter if you're a seamstress. It doesn't matter if you're a mechanic. It doesn't matter what your occupation is. Are you a good one and honest at it? Or are you bogus in so many ways? So change your life. Don't wait for everybody else to get their act together. That's their problem. It doesn't matter if it's a brother, sister, mother, father, friend. It doesn't matter. Each individual has your own life, free choice, and karmic reaction for what you do. Change your life, irrespective of whether anybody else is going to go there with you or not. Because they're going to suffer for what they do and enjoy for what they do, just like you are. So if your life's up to you and your future's determined by the quality of actions and you don't feel that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, then change it now and do what you're supposed to be doing. So many people waste entire lifetimes with partners they hate, in a family they don't like, at a job they wish they didn't have. Being abused by people who are demonic by nature, arrogant, prideless, harsh, disgusting people. You don't have to associate. There's plenty of good people out there who need a new worker or need a new friend who'd love to make your acquaintance and encourage you to be better while you encourage them to be a better person. We're just not working on the right side of the ledger. We're all caught up in struggling for the very things that television's trained us matter, when it doesn't matter. What you do with your independent free will, that matters. According to Vedic literature, the Lord is in everyone's heart. He is separated off a minute part and parcel of himself. And that conscious being is in the heart, accompanying you and I and every other living entity on our sojourn through birth and death, and is witnessing what we're doing, both good and bad. He's not interfering, but he's accounting. He's noticing. Why did you do that? In every instance, in every decision you make, he's noting down, why did you do that? And what you do good, you get reward. And what you do bad, you get punishment. Fair. This is not anything but fair. And the Lord, the supreme authority, is the one keeping the ledger. Well, you have full access to the ledger yourself. You know when you're doing right and when you're doing wrong. But you allow the standard to slip. And you think, well, the television said it was okay. I saw him do it on such and such a show. They mistreated their mother or their son or their friend. They lied to one or the other or everybody. They took an oath in court, I promised to tell the truth, and then they didn't. And so you think, ah, maybe I can get away with that. No one gets away with that. You just can't see how their future is going to unfold. There are people on this planet born in very frightening, disgusting conditions. And you wonder why? That's why. because the ledger being kept by the Lord says this is what they earned. They were so disgusting in their last life that this condition of life in this birth has been reduced so dramatically. So what are you doing waiting for them to get their act together before you get your act together? You're not keeping the ledger. You're not in control of their future. You're not making their decisions. But you're negating making your own decisions because of others. This is ignorance. This is lack of responsibility on your part. Take responsibility for your life. Act appropriately. Act accordingly. So you elevate yourself to the highest platform you can. The Vedic literature says you should elevate yourself beyond good and bad karma. You should rise yourself to the platform of transcendental realization. Transcendental means outside the laws of nature. Directly under the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. He is keeping the ledger. And when you know he is, then you recognize that you can work to his satisfaction. And then you don't get any entries on your ledger. It's called devotional service. When one raises himself to the platform of serving others, and further raises himself to the platform of serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the ledger is wiped clean. The Vedic literature describes that this consciousness of devotional service, this perspective, point of view, changes the karmic slate on the living entity. It begins by hearing what we're talking about today, that there is a way of changing the ledger. There is a way of getting out of the illusory conception of life. There is a way of getting rid of the bad association in your life. It's there. You can, you should do it. It begins by hearing this, by understanding that people are looking at this, they figured it out, there is a method, there is a process, there are tools to help you get there, it can be done in a short time, don't waste your life waiting on other people, pick up the method. The method in this age is the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the great mantra for deliverance. It clarifies, purifies, cleanses the mind, the intelligence, and the heart of all the dirty things, lies, confusion, anxiety, bad activities, and good activities alike. Chant the Maha Mantra, read the Vedic literature, surrender to the spiritual master's guidance by following his instructions. And your life will change immediately. Your joy of life will change. Your perspective on life will change. Your knowledge will change. Your goals will change. Your level of happiness, your level of contentment, your level of satisfaction, they will all change immediately. Not eventually, immediately. That is the potency in the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. You will feel ecstasy of love of God immediately when you chant the holy name. It's undebatable. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people who have experienced it. Everyone agrees there's something very special, very potent in the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. It's the potency. It's the love of God. God's love for you is in that mantra for you to taste, for you to be influenced by, for you to be uplifted with. It's back to your use of your free will. Do you really want to get out of the quagmire of anxiety you're living in? Or are you just bitching? Do you really think you're capable of achieving something higher? Or are you just talking through your hat? The Lord believes that we are all capable of greater achievements than what's being done in this human form of life and this particular planet in a society run by demonic mentality leaders and unqualified teachers and unqualified governments and unqualified leaders of society at all levels. The Vedic literature says you should not become a teacher. You should not become a government leader. You should not become a parent, a mother, a father, if you cannot guarantee your dependents are purified in their consciousness and go back home, back to Godhead, leaving behind this material world and the cycle of birth and death. That's the prerequisite. You're sitting there thinking, oh, that's a lot to offer. That's a lot to promise. But then you must take a second take at that and go, well, wow, you mean that can be done? How powerful is that Maha Mantra? If you can start at some, well, let's say, unusual position and still elevate yourself to the highest platform that you're free of the cycle of birth and death in one short lifetime. And it has been done successfully for millennia. It's being done today. So you're just not in the loop. That is why Srila Prabhupada has sent the devotees of the Hare Krishna movement into the streets, chanting the mantra, getting your attention that there's something very powerful here that can be of benefit to you. He's not asking, he doesn't have any money, he doesn't ask anything. He's just delivering the mantra. He asks you, please chant Hare Krishna. That's what he asks. No payment, no prerequisites. Just start chanting. If you want to go further and actually make a total success of your life, there's only four rules. No illicit sex, no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication. Because these things will bring you back down to the old standard. So if you don't do that anymore, just like I was saying a little bit ago, you leave the bad association that's causing you anxiety and keeping you from achieving your potential. Similarly, so you don't fall back, you follow these four rules. And that bad association won't bother you. They won't come around. They want to have sex. They want to have eat meat. They want to get intoxicated. They want to do these things. And if you don't want to do it, they won't come around. It's like an automatic fly repellent. These four principles keep you aloof, removed from the contaminated consciousness you're trying to get away from. So this Vedic wisdom, this Krishna consciousness movement is extremely potent. Nothing on the planet has the potency of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Absolutely nothing. Because it is authorized by the Lord. It was brought here and inaugurated the movement of chanting by the Lord personally. It's been carried and covered and protected by a line of spiritual masters unbroken in the dedication to not adulterate it and provide it to you purely. You hear the Maha Mantra from someone who is purified and it purifies you. You begin to use it as a tool, it further purifies you. You begin to write on it, it brings you joy and ecstasy and upliftment and fulfillment and realization. That's amazing potencies. Where else are you going to go to get those kinds of rewards? You won't get it at school or university, and you won't get it at your job, and you won't get it from the family or the school or what have you. You won't get it from the government. You won't get it from anywhere you know as the standard. You'll never see it on television. It isn't a movie about it. What can be said? So it's being delivered by a chain of spiritual masters and disciples. All of us who are disciples of the spiritual master, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, have been given the great opportunity to use the Maha Mantra and share it with others. Join that. Use the mantra. Benefit from it. Share it. Remove the bad association from your life. Take control of your life. You have free will. That is control. Use it to remove yourself from bad association of fault-finding, critical, disgusting people. Put yourself up on a platform that is insulated from all of that by following four rules so you don't fall off your platform. From a higher point of view, from a higher perspective, one of self-development, your advancement is assured. This is the opportunity, this is the responsibility in the human form of life. Don't miss that opportunity. Take it up. It gives you a great opportunity to bring yourself into the right position to develop love of God.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.